Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sight Word Sentences Lesson 1 by Maurice Serrano is an early literacy practice book designed to help beginning readers recognize common sight words quickly and confidently. Positioned as a beginner lesson within a Learn to Read Sight Word series. It uses a small set of simple sentences paired with flashcard practice to introduce and reinforce high-frequency words. The core premise is straightforward. Children learn better when they see the same important words repeatedly, and when those words appear in meaningful context rather than in isolation. By limiting the lesson to 5 sentences that collectively teach 20 sight words, the book aims to keep practice manageable for young learners while still delivering enough repetition to build familiarity. It is geared toward parents, teachers, and tutors who want a ready-to-use routine for short daily reading sessions. The book's purpose is not to replace phonics, but to support early reading fluency by helping children instantly recognize words that appear often in beginner texts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching sight words through short, controlled sentences. A central feature of the book is its use of a small number of simple sentences as the primary reading material. For early readers, sentences provide context that single word drills cannot. Children learn to anticipate meaning, track left to right, and connect word recognition to comprehension. Keeping the sentences short also reduces cognitive load, allowing the learner to focus on recognizing high-frequency words without becoming overwhelmed by length or complexity. This kind of controlled text practice is especially useful at the start of reading instruction, when attention and working memory can be stretched thin. Because the lesson is intentionally limited to 5 sentences, the child can reread the same material multiple times in one sitting, which supports fluency building. Repeated reading of familiar sentences is a widely used approach in early literacy because it strengthens automaticity, helps children hear natural phrasing, and builds confidence. The book structure also makes it easy for an adult to model the sentence first, then prompt the child to read it independently, creating a clear and supportive progression from assisted to independent reading. Secondly, using flashcards for focused recognition and review, the book emphasizes flashcards as a primary tool for introducing and reinforcing sight words. Flashcards are useful because they allow tight control over what the learner sees and practices, making it easier to target a specific set of words and monitor progress. In a lesson built around 20 sight words, flashcards can be used in short bursts before and after sentence reading, first to preview the words, then to check retention, and later for quick review on following days. This approach supports spaced repetition, where brief repeated exposures over time strengthen memory. Flashcard practice also helps adults identify which words a child knows automatically versus which still require effort, enabling targeted remediation. When combined with the sentence practice in the book, the flashcards serve a complementary purpose. They build fast recognition in isolation, while sentences confirm that the child can recognize the same words in context. For many beginners, that transfer from isolated word to sentence reading is the key step toward real reading fluency. And a consistent flashcard routine can make that step smoother and more measurable. Thirdly, a manageable lesson design that avoids overload. The book's lesson structure is deliberately narrow in scope, using a limited amount of text and a defined set of words. This is important in early literacy because beginners often benefit from small, repeatable routines rather than long sessions with constantly changing material. With only 5 sentences and 20 target words, adults can run the same routine daily until the child demonstrates mastery. Then move on, without guessing whether enough practice occurred. This manageable design also supports consistent home practice, where attention spans may be shorter and instructional time limited. In classroom or tutoring settings, the same structure can be used for brief warm-ups or intervention sessions. The implied instructional logic is that progress comes from repeated success. Children are more likely to persist when the task feels achievable and improvement is noticeable. By working within a bounded lesson, the child can experience that success through rereading, quicker recognition, and smoother sentence reading. The format also makes it easy to adapt practice intensity, such as doing fewer words in one sitting, or focusing on a subset that needs extra review, while still staying within the lesson's overall plan. Fourthly, building automaticity to support early reading fluency. Sight word instruction is often aimed at developing automaticity, the ability to recognize common words instantly, without pausing to decode. This book targets that goal by repeatedly presenting high-frequency words through flashcards and embedding them in sentences that can be re-re-read. Automaticity matters because early readers have limited mental resources. When too much effort goes into identifying individual words, comprehension suffers and reading can feel slow and frustrating. Well, practicing a small set of words until they become familiar can free attention for understanding the sentence as a whole. The book's combination of isolated practice and contextual reading supports the transition from effortful recognition to smooth reading. It also encourages the kinds of behaviors associated with fluency development, including consistent pacing, reduced hesitations, and accurate word identification. Importantly, the book's approach is practical. It provides a routine that can be repeated frequently, which is typically what children need to make words stick. While it is not positioned as a full reading curriculum, it functions as a focused fluency and recognition supplement that can fit alongside read-alouds, phonics lessons, and independent practice. Lastly, practical usability for parents, teachers, and tutors. A notable strength of this kind of resource is ease of use. The book is designed so an adult can pick it up and immediately run a structured practice session without extensive preparation. That matters for busy parents and educators who may want a simple routine they can repeat consistently. The clear division between sentence practice and flashcard reinforcement supports quick planning to review the words. Read the sentences together, then review the words again. Because the content is focused on a single lesson, it also lends itself to progress monitoring in an informal but effective way, such as noting which words are consistently recognized and which require prompting. The lesson format can be adapted to different learning situations, including one-on-one tutoring, small group literacy centers, or short daily practice at home. It can also support differentiated pacing, letting a child linger on the same set until comfortable, by centering on frequent words and simple sentences. The book aims to provide immediate wins for learners who are just starting to read, helping adults maintain a positive, supportive tone while still delivering purposeful practice. In conclusion, Sightword Sentences Lesson 1 is best suited for preschool to early elementary learners who are beginning to encounter high-frequency words in early reader books and classroom materials. It is also a practical fit for parents, tutors, and teachers who want a short, repeatable activity that can be completed in a few minutes and revisited across multiple days. The primary benefit is improved sight word recognition through repeated exposure in two forms: flashcard review for focus recall and sentence reading for contextual reinforcement. This pairing can help children move from slow, effortful identification to quicker recognition. Supporting smoother oral reading and better comprehension as attention is freed from decoding every word. The book stands out in its category mainly through its tightly scoped lesson design, rather than offering a large, potentially overwhelming collection of words and pages. It presents a controlled set of sentences and a defined word list that encourages mastery before moving on. That makes it easier to build confidence, track progress, and create a consistent home or classroom routine. As a supplement to broader reading instruction, it provides simple structure and repetition, two elements that often make early literacy practice more effective. If you would like to support Marie Serrano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.